Does it ever die down completely?
It dies down, but not... I guess it does in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a mass of grasses.
That is just so interesting. I don't know anything at all about this, about prairie land.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's different.
It's different from anything.
From anything else.
It is.
And
well, is there any land around here that has water standing, just water standing on it?
Oh, we have swamp land,
yes.
You
do have that?
We have lots of land that holds the world together. You know, it's not good for anything.
Uh-huh.
But just the swamps and we have the slashes and the draws and
what's a draw?
A draw is where the woods roll down.
Uh-huh.
It's smaller than a slash.
Smaller than a slash?
It's where the fields drain.
Uh-huh, where the fields drain.
A ditch.
Uh-huh.
Only it's a natural ditch, so it's a draw.
It's a natural ditch. Now, and a ditch would have to be man-made.
Yes.
To call something a ditch.
Well, and a draw is a natural drainage.
And that would be a natural drainage. Mm-hmm. Well, if that...
Now, that's my definition. I think that's right.
Uh-huh. That's why I'm interested in your definition. Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of soil around here that people call loam?
Sandy loam is across the river.
That's across the river where you get that. Over here you get the gumbo.
We get the gumbo and it's not all gumbo, but we have some gumbo. But the sandy loam is across the river and the bottom land's across the river.
Uh-huh.
Now the piece of land up it, north of town here that Don is farming, that is made of silt, is loamy.
Mm-hmm.
And the silt causes the loam.
Mm-hmm.
You know what silt is, don't you?
Silt
it?
From the river.
From the river.
From the river, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The sediment.
Mm-hmm.
Would a draw be very deep?
Not deep and not wide. It's just a natural drainage.
Uh-huh.
Like a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Only it is it's God-made instead of man-made.
But now a slash would be...
A big drain where everything drains into it.
Uh-huh.
And doesn't go farther.
Mm-hmm. Now what would you call a place that had been, like in a dirt road that had been cut... If there had been a heavy rain and then it'd be kind of, the water would flow and cut a...
A washout or a... I guess that's what I'd call it.
A washout?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call just a small stream of water flowing along?
A creek?
Would that be the smallest to you?
A creek is, a bow is smaller than a river.
A bow
is smaller than a river, and a creek is smaller than a bow.
Mm-hmm. What would be some of the names of some of the old creeks and bows and things around here?
Well, there's Desert Bow, and there's Bean Creek, and Pigeon Roost Creek, and
great name.
It was a natural pigeon roost. And they'd come in and break the timbers down. The timbers down at the creek.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it got its name. And Big Creek. Wattensaw Creek.